Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the latest episode of the Baguazhang Tao. I'm a bit perplexed, that's the best way to put it. And I've been thinking about it for a couple of weeks now because I've been asked a question that is a very good question, and that is, a lot of the Taoist cultivation manuals and masters say that you must have this thing called virtue in order to cultivate one's jing. You must have this thing, which is the same thing as before, virtue to cultivate your qi and virtue to cultivate your xin. And ultimately, you reach the void. And then hopefully, if you're still around, you reach the Tao. What is this thing called virtue, or as in the Tao Te Ching is called Di, or sometimes pronounced as Te? And I've been going, because it doesn't come up a lot when it comes to martial Taoism. In other words, if you're learning a Taoist martial art, and that's your main focus, you don't really think about it. But if you are trying to cultivate your spirit, and you want to become a Taoist or live the way of a Taoist, this thing becomes central to understanding what it means to be a Taoist, or at least help with the cultivation of your Dan Tian and so forth. So what is it? Well, I've given it some thought, and the best example I can come up with, which is more of an, if you're walking along the urban path, is to use the example of money, and in particular savings. Now, with virtue, you might be thinking, hang on a minute, aren't you supposed to be walking around and being holy and noble and all that sort of stuff? Yeah, sort of. But that's a far stretch to go, especially if you're struggling day to day. And compared to a holy person, you might think your life is a complete shithole. You know, and you could be struggling, and you could be under debts, and you could owe people money, and you could be working your ass off, and the people you work with you don't like, and the people, your customers, you don't like them. So what is this virtue that we have to keep cultivating? Well, I'm going to try my best, and I'm going to give the best example because it does relate to Baguazhang in particular, and to extent Tai Chi and Xingyi, but because I'm a Baguazhang practitioner, it relates. So hear me out. Okay. You have two people, A and B. Both of them, in the course of 1 month, make $100 every month. $100 is a straight, clean, easy number, and you can divide 100% into 100. That's the only reason why I'm picking that number. Now, person A has $50 worth of bills. Person B also has $50 worth of bills. So what's the difference? Which one has cultivated their virtue? Well, at this point, neither of them have. So person A, after paying off all their bills and sundries, they decide to use the rest of their money or the remaining $50 to splash out, have a good time, or spend it on things, maybe get a car, whatever. The point is, at the end of the month, they have no money, zero in their wallet. That's the important thing. They've spent it all, 100% of it. Person B decides to do the same thing, but wants to save some money. And they manage to only save 1 cent. 1 cent, one penny. Which, if you do the numbers, is 1 in 10,000. Not $1. Nothing. Just 1 cent. That 1 cent, the difference between person A and person B, is the best example I've got of virtue. Now, if we're going back centuries or thousands of years, They didn't have things like compounding. They didn't understand that. They didn't have things like investment vehicles. But what they did have the ability to do was save their money. For the argument of this example is they both make the same amount and one person every month manages, which is person B, to save 1 cent. At the end of 12 months, person B will have 12 cents stashed under their mattress versus person A will have nothing. So where's the virtue in that? Well, that difference in saving the money is the virtue. It's like when you're doing baguazhang and you're cultivating your qi, most of it gets used up into revitalizing your body, restoring the energy, or even just taking the food that we've used, just like an exercise. You eat some food, you go to the gym, you burn off those calories, and it converts into muscle. Most of it gets used up in day-to-day living. But if you're able to save one penny's worth of that energy and put it into your dantian, where it gets stored, that becomes the seed in order to cultivate further. Now you might say to me, well, 12 cents, that's nothing in the larger scheme of things. Well, while it seems like nothing and internally it feels like nothing, let's just say, for whatever reason, person A's got no money, but his mom comes up and says, son, I have an emergency knee hip replacement that needs to be done, and it costs exactly, I don't know, 12 cents. He's got no money. He can't help his mother, his poor mother, from having the operation, getting her fixed up. What's he going to do? He's never bothered to save any money. It's a real struggle. Now, he could go and get a loan of 12 cents from the local loan shark. And you know what, where this is going, right? So he goes and gets 12 cents from the local loan shark, and the interest rate's really high because he's never saved any money. Rather than paying the usual rate of maybe, I don't know, 5% interest per annum, he might be paying 25 cents per annum, a huge amount, 25%. Which is what happens when you have a credit card. You might only use $1, but the interest rate's really high compared to what you get in the bank. Now he's screwed because he's down by 12 cents and he's got to pay it off plus interest. And he's got to figure out how to pay it off. Now person B might have the 12 cents and he goes, here, mom, here's the 12 cents for your hip replacement. And mom goes, that's a good boy. He's such a good boy. Look at me. And meanwhile, everyone's wondering because it appears that both of them are spending the same amount, but person B has got the 12 cents to help his mother. And you know what mothers are like, right? Their good son went and fixed them up. They're going to be spreading the word of how good he is. Now, the example may seem very vain, but this is what virtue is externally. It is the ability to appear virtuous. And Taoists are just the same. While they are focused on cultivating the Tao, they also know they need also, so long as you live amongst other people, you need money to survive. And the easiest way to save money, especially if you're not earning a lot of money, is to go live out in the forest somewhere far away where things are cheaper. But they're also saving pennies under the mattress. So person B has got the $12, gives it to his mother. His mother in return spreads the word of how wealthy is it. But everyone in the village can't understand how it is he has this 12 cents because appearances are like they're both spending the same amount, A and B. Now person A needs to figure out how he's going to pay off the debt, which if he doesn't get his finances under control, he doesn't live a gluttonous life, he reduces it, it's going to get worse. And that's how a lot of people get into debt. That is why it's so hard when you're living a poor life and you're trying to make ends meet, or you're living in the ghetto or in the slum, how hard it is to get out, because you know the interest rates are far higher than if you've already got some money. And also the bank doesn't, or whoever's loaning the money, doesn't trust you as much. Would they trust person A? Would they trust person B? They'll definitely trust person B to cough up the money. So they're going to give him a better rate. Or automatically B is in a better position just by one negative event turning into his favor because he had the money. Person B is now also thinking, right, this may happen again. How can I save 2 pennies? Because he knows he may, in the future, it may come again. He's not thinking about how to pay debt. He's thinking, how can I be in a place that if I have the situation again, I can come out on top and still have some money saved up. Now he's already, person B already has experience of saving money. So now he's going to use that and go, well, I know I can save two cents, maybe 3 cents. And it doesn't affect how I live my life. Now, in the modern world, when we see the word virtue, we think you go from a sinner all the way to a holy person and everyone will know it. No, it's not that. That is not true virtue. No one overnight, goes from loser to hero. It doesn't work like that. But you can also see by the 1 cent versus $100 how slow it takes to cultivate your inner Dan Tien, your Jing, and then your Qi, and then your Xin. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of dedication. And you're siphoning off all this energy to draw into your bank account, which is your Dan Tien below. Person A may eventually have to go to person B and ask for some money. Person B is probably aware that person A will eventually need some money to pay off that debt, or else they'll never get out of it. In fact, they may be falling down a bigger hole, all because they didn't know how to help their mom, because they didn't think ahead. Virtue in some ways, in a modern understanding, is knowing how to be wealthy. Not rich, but wealthy. Being rich means you can look at someone's income and say, yeah, that person's making $100,000, $1 million. But on their bank account sheet, they're actually not wealthy. They could be broke because they could be spending it all. True wealth is knowing that when you look at the bank account sheet, the money they have left is their true wealth. It's what's left after you've spent it all. Cultivating one's qi and during Bhagavatam is exactly the same thing. The same mindset that allows someone to save and be wealthy in the bank is the same mindset that allows one to grow their inner core, their Dan Tien. They're just two different examples. And you might go, oh, come on, man. Money is not the same thing as qi. Money's real. Qi is not real. I got news for you. The whole path of money is alchemy. It's a form of Wei Dan, external alchemy. Alchemy is the source of a lot of industries, the originator of it. When people say money is an illusion, it's not really, it's true. It's the biggest mind fuck there ever is. And I'm not saying I'm better than you or whatever. We are all part of that game. But here's the difference. Person A lives in a consumerist society or culture. Person B, who could be their neighbor or just their brother, lives in a capitalist society or culture. There is a huge difference between the two. That's why most capitalists are rich, because they know it's the money in your bank account. When you tally everything up, count all your pennies, it's what's left. That's where your true wealth is. Your qi is the same. When you're cultivating your qi, when you're working on your Jing and moving it up to qi and then xin, it's the same thing. Now, in the example I used with person B, it's the same. Going to work is your jing. The money you save up is your qi. The experience he had with his mother is also part of cultivating the qi, but what does it lead to? His xin, which is the mind. Teaching the mind how to get better at the game. Person A was too busy showing off, spreading his peacock feathers around to really learn the game. He thought he was learning the game, but when the shit hit the fan, the game was not there. This is virtue. This is true virtue. This is true hidden strength. Jin Gong, even as they say it in Tai Chi, which is slightly different to the Baguazhang version, is the same. It's true inner strength. It is the glue that keeps the house of cards stacked up when someone tries to chuck it down and they go, hang on, it's a stack of cards, house of cards. It should have fallen down. Why isn't it falling down? It's what you can't see that's propping it up. This is why it's so important to keep at it. That if you make the commitment to becoming a Taoist immortal or cultivator or even a Baguazhang practitioner, that you keep at it. Because in the beginning, out of that $100, only 1 cent is put away for this. Not $1, not $10, not even 50 cents. Just 1 cent. And it's not a fraction of a cent. We're just going to one simple cent, the lowest common denominator that you can use when you're counting your coins you have in your hand is 1 cent. So just stick with it, okay? Don't be a dick and try to find funny numbers and whatever else. Just stick with the 1 cent. As a fraction of the $100, it is tiny, it is minuscule, it's almost unnoticeable. In fact, I see a lot of people, you know, they throw away their 1 cent worth. But when you're saying, oh, it doesn't matter, it's just 1 cent, what you do there is the same thing you're doing within yourself. You're chucking away your qi. Now, it's impossible. You can be like some Taoist and go, I'm going to go to the monastery and I'm going to become celibate so I can conserve my qi, because that's what the ancients said. Well, I got news for you. You live in the modern world, you live in a big city, and you got women around you, and women, you got men around you, and you want to live a life, and you have to be realistic. You're going to fuck. You're going to have sex. You're going to spend the jing. You know, you might want to have children. You know. You can't just go from one to the other and think, no, what happens to most people is when they go extremes, they rebound back because it's unsustainable. They don't even have the skill set to survive in that environment. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of gong fu. So there you have it. That is what, in a modern setting, in a practical setting, what virtue actually is. Now, there are going to be people going, no, he's saying it wrong. No, it's not the right answer. Virtue is a... No, keep it simple. Keep it. You just need a simple, practical example. You can, you know, put a different skin on it. You know, and paint the picture a little bit differently. But the essence of what I'm explaining using money still holds true. Still holds true. That is the virtue that they're referring to. Now, over time, let's just say person B gets really good. I don't know what happened to person A. As we all know, when people get in a lot of debts, people have a habit of disappearing. So we won't talk about person A. But person B might get, after a while, really good at saving. Okay. And he might be to a place where he can save $10 to every $100. Now, he may still be, he's learned to be humble because compared relative to the other guy, he's learned to be humble because he doesn't spend all his money. In fact, he may give it out to help other people because people will know that he's got the money, he's got the chi. And that is also why a lot of people who are cultivating their chi and working on it become healers. Essentially, they got an excess of it now that they can share with others. What they're doing now is they're actually like the bank now. They become the source of where to get more chi in order to give out, and then they get some back in return. Because the experience of helping others actually helps their inner Dantian to grow, to cultivate. It helps them to rise up. But they have to be in a place where they can help others. So that is why a lot of saints were helpers and healers and I don't know what the word is, teachers. Not necessarily the path is altruistic. They don't go, I want to save the world. No, a lot of them don't. They want to just save themselves. They just want to do their own thing. But their presence, they vibrate so much energy or chi or whatever. Just being in their presence is enough to heal another person and help them out. So that's it. I don't think I have more to say on the subject. But you're always welcome to ask me more questions. I just hope that the example I've given does make sense. To me, it makes sense. I've spent weeks trying to figure it out, and it is the best one I've got. Put a different skin on it, label it differently, but I hope the practical example will help some of you to move forward. It's just that gap, that difference between not having anything at all to having something that maybe in the future is for you, maybe you can help someone else, maybe not, but it's that gap that allows you just to grow. It starts off small in the beginning, and thankfully we live in the modern world that over time, compounding kicks in. But back in the ancient times, they did not know about this thing called compounding. There are a lot of texts that seem to be in conflict with each other because they were still working things out. Things were not as clear and absolute as we imagine it to be. In fact, we live in a time now where we have the luxury of 2020 hindsight to get clarity. When they used the word virtue or te, they were expressing it what they saw with their eyes. They knew something was happening in the background, but they couldn't fully comprehend it. We forget this. We truly do. For those of you who are into finance and you know your numbers, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. And for those of you who are struggling, again, look into the thing where you are strong and you will see that there is a part of it that you have been cultivating too, and use that as your anchor, your strength, in order to build your chi around that. So that's it. Send me a text message or email me or try to get hold of me in some form. If you want anything else explained to you.